很欢喜能够来这里与弟兄姊妹同见面。
I'm very happy that I can meet you all here at this retreat.
我只盼望一件事情，大家不要听厌。
I just hope for one thing that you will not be bored with my preaching.
怎么一个聚会就是一个人讲话？
That this particular meeting only has one speaker.
但愿神的话能够使我们大家得益处。
I trust that the God's word will be the one that will give us wisdom and understanding.
今天晚上开始，我们要讲到教会的真理。
Today we're going to talk about the truth of the church.
实际上讲起来，我对于教会的真理明白的并不是很透彻。
Indeed, I really do not quite totally understand the truth of the church.
虽然我奉献传道已经有30年
although I've been preaching and dedicated my life for the last 30 years,
可是我大半的时间起初都是做学生工作。
But in the beginning, most of my work was involved with student work.
一直到了10年以前才到 Boston。开始做教会的工作。
So about 10 years ago that I went to work with the church in Boston to work with the church.
实际的工作帮助我去从圣经里头了解教会的真理。
And this really gave an understanding of the meaning and the truth of the church.
从教会的真理里面帮助我去建立教会。
And so from understanding the truth of the church, then how to build a church.
虽然我对于圣经教会的真理了解的不够全面。
Even though I cannot totally understand the meanings of the truth of the church.
可是我所了解的的确在建立教会的事上让我得到很大的益处和造就。
But what I've understood, it really helped me in building a church.
今天我们看见主的教会有很多的困难和问题。
Indeed, today we see many problems in the church of God.
常常都是因为基督徒不去了解教会的真理。
Many times it is because Christians do not get to understand the truth of the church.
神的话是一切工作的根基。
God's word is the basis for all work in the church.
我们没有真理的根基，一切的建造就好像房子盖在沙土上一样。
If we do not have the truth from the word of God, then what we are building is like building on sand.
经不住考验。
And will not stand the test and trials.
更没有长存的价值。
And will not be lasting.
但愿我们这些在美洲的中国基督徒。
I trust that the Christians, Chinese in America.
我们都在知识上，在聪明上有很大的天赋。
So in knowledge and wisdom we will improve.
但是我们愿意在什么话语上也要下点功夫。
And in God's word, we must exert ourselves too.
不但是要勤于研读神的话，并且要付代价去遵行神的话。
Not only do we really have to study the word of God, but we also have to dedicate ourselves and sacrifice for this.
好让我们基督徒的生活和我们的侍奉能够有根有基。
Our life and our work and our service will have be based on a firm foundation.
那现在我们来看几处圣经。
Let's just look at a few sections of the Bible.
就是在马太福音第16章第13节念起。
In Matthew chapter 16, beginning from verse 13.
我们可以念到第20节。
From Matthew 16, verse 13 to 20.
马太福音16章13节到20节。
Matthew 16:13-20。
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。当下耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。那我们再来看创世纪第2章。
Let's turn also to the book of Genesis chapter 2
第24节。 verse 24和25节
and verse 25。
创世纪第二章24节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，当是夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。啊，再翻过来看以弗所书第五章。
And we turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
新约以弗所书第五章第三十一节和三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31 and 32.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。圣经我们暂时就念到这里。
Let's conclude our Bible reading for the moment.
我们今天啊晚上是论到教会问题的第一讲。
And particularly this afternoon, this evening, it is the first message on the church.
到底教会是什么？
Indeed, what is the church?
今天晚上的经文就讲到教会是一个生命的合一体。
Particularly these verses remind us that the church is a unity.
我们知道很多基督徒，你要问他你到哪里去。
Many Christians, when you ask them, where are you going?
说我到教会去。
And they'll say, yes, I'm going to church.
什么叫做教会？
And you ask them, what is the church?
教会呢就是礼拜堂。
And they'll talk about the church building.
或者是一个聚会的地方。
Or a place of meeting.
这是我们通常的观念。
This is our usual understanding.
严格的讲起来是不正确的。
Strictly speaking, this is incorrect.
从这个教会这个字的意思来说。
I'm looking at the meaning of the word church.
这个教会乃是说是一个被招出来的一般人。
And the church means a gathering or an assembling out of.
所以这不是指着一个地方来说。
And this is not mentioning about a place.
也不是指着他们在那个地方做什么这个事来说。
It is not particularly about what they are meeting about.
它的重点乃是这一群的人而言的。
And it particularly is emphasizing this group of people.
教会呢就是一群人。
That is, it is this group of people.
这一群人呢是基督耶稣所招出来的。
This group of people were called out by Jesus.
就是从罪恶里头招出来的。
That is, they were called out from sin.
从黑暗的权势里招出来的。
Called out from the sin of the darkness, the power of darkness.
他们招出来就进入到基督里面。
And after they've been called out, they've entered into Christ.
在神的光明里面。
And they now entered into the light of God.
这一群人呢是神心意的所在。
And this is the heart's desire of God.
我们看见主耶稣基督怎样子教导他的门徒。
We see how the Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
大念到马太福音第16章。
When we turn to Matthew chapter 16.
我们也练过的。
The part that we just read.
看见主耶稣在那里带领十二个门徒。
When he was leading the 12 disciples.
到了三年要结束的时候。
At the end of the 3 years.
他给他们一个考试。
Then he tested them.
就是问他们我是谁。
He asked them, who am I?
这是主耶稣对于世界上的人教导的一个中心点。
And this is a crucial point, the main point of what he was teaching the people.
这也是基督教和别的宗教一个不同的所在。
And this is a crucial difference between Christianity and other religions.
一切的宗教都是讲到教训。
All the religions talk about their teachings.
讲到生活。
And all their life.
讲到行为。
And their actions.
但是主耶稣所有的教训是讲到他自己。
But the Lord Jesus, all he taught about was himself.
所以他最后的问门徒说你们说我是谁。
So finally he asked his disciples, who am I?
这就是这个基督徒信仰的一个中心点，认识基督。
And so it's the disciples, the Christians, their focus of their faith.
一个人认识基督他是有生命。
A person who recognizes, who knows Jesus, only that person has life.
认识基督的世上有长进，那就是在永生的生活里。
And then he will grow, and then he will grow on this road to eternity.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十七章第三节那里说
，In John chapter 17, verse 3,
那认识你独一的真神
，Recognize the one and only Son of God,
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督
，Recognize the only God and the Son that He had sent.
这就是永生
，This is eternal life.
那什么叫做永远的生命？
And what is eternal life?
有永恒价值的生命。
This is a life that has eternal value.
我们不单是要认识基督耶稣为救主。
Not only do we have to know the Lord Jesus as Savior.
并且在认识基督上面有长进。
And when the understanding of God, Jesus, we must improve.
这个认识不是一个简单的事。
And to understand, to know Him is not a simple thing.
你必须要与他亲近。
We must be close to Him.
必须对他有所了解。
We must get to understand and know Him.
因至于你才有一个永远的生命
so that we will have an eternal life.
实际那永生的那一个实际在你身上显明出来
and then this eternity will be manifested in the person.
今天基督徒的困难在哪里呢
Nowadays, what is the problem of Christians?
就是他们虽然知道基督
is that although they know Jesus,
但是他们不认识基督
but they do not really know him in this way.
那个基督与他是高高在上的
because Christ is so high above him,
可望不可及的
you can look at him, but you cannot be close to him.
生活里跟基督是没有关系的
and his life has no real connection with Jesus.
所以你看见这样的基督徒的生活与不信主的人很少有差别
and so his life is not very much different from that of a non-Christian.
仍然是在虚空的里面
and they're still in an empty situation.
这个所罗门的这个痛苦就是在这里
Solomon's pain was because of this.
他知道有神
He knew that there was a God.
但他的生活里头不认识神
But in his life he did not know God.
他一生过去的时候他说虚空的虚空虚空的虚空
So after all his life he said all is vain and all is vanity.
那么我们看见在这个地方这些门徒啊的确有了属灵的启示
As we see here, the disciples indeed had a spiritual understanding.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And they said that you are Christ, you are the Son of the eternal God.
那主耶稣就解说给他们带入第二个真理。
And so then Jesus brought them into the second truth.
就是把教会的真理来启示他们。
And so that he gave them the truth of the church.
但你看见认识基督是第一步。
So the first thing is to know Christ.
在认识基督之后呢，主要把这些人带到一个地步来认识教会。
And then he wants to bring them into a stage in which they know the church.
一个人不认识基督，那不能够了解，也不能够建立教会。
A person who does not know Christ cannot understand and know the church and cannot build the church.
为什么会有这样子一个教导的方法呢
？Why is it that there is this way of teaching?
那你看至于。神在创世纪里头创造的过程里那一个关系是非常密切的
and then we can see how intimately this is involved with how God had created
刚刚我们念到创世纪第一章跟第二章
when we read in Genesis chapter 1 and 2
神创造万物
and when God created everything
那总是从最普通的创造到最高到最复杂的
from the simpler to the complicated
从那个没有生命的就创造的有生命的
from that which did not have life to that which had life
以后你就创造到一个有像神生命的人出来
and then you created one that was in the image of God
那就是人被创造出来
and that is the creation of man
那么这个人创造出来之后神做什么呢
And then after the creation of man, what did God do?
西方这个人是那样子的完全，还能够做什么呢
And God was, man was so perfect at that time, and what more could he do?
神认为人还需要给他一个更大的恩典。
And so, but God wanted man to have an even greater blessing.
说这个人独居不好。
And he said that this man is living alone, that's not good.
我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
And he wanted to create a mate for him.
所以就为人呢预备了一个妻子。
And so God created a wife for the first man.
并且神就把亚当跟夏娃带在一起，让他们两个人联合成为一体。
And so God made Adam and Eve to be united as one.
这一件事是在神七天创造大功里，六天创造大功里面， 那个最后所做的事。
And so on the sixth day of God, God's creation, of the ultimate creation, was what God did in this instance.
就是为亚当预备了一个配偶。
And that was when God prepared a helpmeet for Adam.
这一件事做完之后呢？
And after the, God created this,
啊，第七天神就安息了。
On the seventh day, God rested.
神认为他创造的工作已经到圆满的地步。
And God felt that his creation was perfect and that was complete.
所以看见亚当和夏娃的结合。
And so we see an Adam and Eve in the unity.
是神创造工作的最高峰。
That was the ultimate in God's creation.
那么神的教会工作是什么呢？
And what is God's work in the church?
就是神救赎计划的最高峰。
And that is God's salvation and the pinnacle of that salvation.
神把我们罪人救出来之后，
After God has saved us out,
哎呀，救我们到一个地步，
He wants to save us to a
an extent, 就是让教会成为基督的新妇，
So that the church might be the bride of Christ.
那主在十字架上为我们成全了救恩，
Christ had completed salvation on the cross,
把我们从罪里面救出来。
So he has saved us from sin.
他现在要把我们这些蒙救赎的人在那里改变我们。
And for those of us who have been blessed with this salvation, now he wants to change us.
让我们能够在他将来的荣耀里头跟他一同有份。
So that we are in his eternity always with him.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
第二十五节
verse 25
和二十一直念到二十七节
from verse 25 to 27
我们一起来念
let's read it together
念英文念中文都可以
English or Chinese
以弗所书五章二十五节
verse 25
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水洁濯道，把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的毛病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。这里讲到这个丈夫与妻子的关系
and this will talk about the relationship between the husband and the wife
又是来说明基督和教会的关系
to talk about the relationship between Christ and the church
那么神把我们教会怎么样救出来呢
How did Christ save the church?
是用爱心把他自己折在十字架上救了出来。
He offered himself on the cross to save the church.
所以我们不再是罪人。
So that we are no longer sinners.
因着他的死，我们的生。
Because of his death, we have life.
因着他被弃绝，我们得以归回到神的面前。
Because he was rejected, we are now reconciled in the presence of God.
教会被救过来之后干什么呢？
So what was the purpose of the church being saved out?
在今天这个世界，他要用水接着道把我们洗净。
So that he might sanctify and cleanse by the washing of water with the word.
我们今天被得救的人，主把我们留在地上所要做的事。
And so after we are saved, that's the purpose why Christ left us in this world.
把我们从世界来的肉体的一切败坏，被他的道，被他的圣灵来洗除干净。
So our fleshly sins might be washed and cleansed on by His word.
最终的目的是什么呢？
And what is the ultimate purpose?
最终的目的要让我们成为一个荣耀的新妇来献给他。
So that we might be a splendid bride to be presented to her.
所以主耶稣再来的时候，
So when Jesus Christ comes,
就好像什么呢？
What is He like?
就好像一个新妇那个被嫁被。新郎迎娶的时候到了
It is like the time of the bride being presented to the bridegroom
把献给他做一个荣耀的新妇
So that is an eternal bride of Christ
以至于这样子一个教会
So So this kind of church,
在那永世的里面
in eternity,
成为那神恩爱的标本。
And so this is the model of our God's eternal love.
是神那创造工作一切工作里面一个最荣耀的工作。
In all of God's creation, this is most glorious creator.
哦，所以在这个以弗所书第二章这里说。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 it says,
我们看第二章第七节。
In chapter 2, verse 7,
要将他丰盛的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
That in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
这个教会的身上就把神爱罪人那一个丰盛的恩典展示在宇宙中间。
So in all his infinite grace and mercy towards us, he can manifest his love to us, to all the universe.
所以我们看启示录里面有这样的记载。
In Revelations, it has this record.
我们看启示录第十九章。
In Revelation chapter 19,
第七节。
Chapter 19, verse 7.
启示录第十九章第七节。
In Revelation chapter 19, verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted to her to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure.For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.
再看第二十一章。
In chapter 21,
启示录第二十一章第九节。
Chapter 21, verse 9.
拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说：“你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。”
And came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues and spoke to me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
你看见主耶稣来的时候
See, when Christ came,
那就是这个教会好像新妇都预备好了的时候
When Christ comes, it will be like the bride that is ready.
以至于在教会被提到永世永远的荣耀里面的时候他把神的恩典就彰显出来。
And so when the church is called to eternity, then God's grace will be manifested.
所以天使在这里给人看什么呢？就看那一个主的心腹，就是教会。
So the angels will allow us to see that this is the bride, this is the church.
我想有一点很好的说明。
I think there's a description that is very apt.
我们常常看见新郎跟新妇结婚。
We often see a bride and bridegroom being married.
我也主持过一些婚礼
I have conducted some marriage ceremonies
啊，有一点可以说明将来的那个图画
I think it can describe this future scene
常常在结婚的那一天那个新郎都有点傻头寡脑的
是不是
很傻
对不对 A lot of times during the day before the marriage he's very dumb
那我们那个婚礼是这样
啊 in
yeah, 我所指是这个证婚的婚礼是这样
in the marriage ceremony like this
常常我是先跟那个新郎跟伴郎跑出来
I would say first I have the bridegroom and best man come out
站在我的前面
and I would have them stand before me
他的头呢就要望着那个门的那一边
and his head has to be turned to the door
常常是新郎出来的时候不大有人理他的
a lot of times when the bridegroom comes out not many people notice him
但是当那个结婚进行曲一奏出来的时候
but when the bridal hymn is played
整个的那个婚礼气氛就两样
And then the entire atmosphere of the ceremony is changed.
那也看见那一队人走过来的时候
As we see the people coming out,
那些人都要讲话了
And then what do people say?
新娘来了
They say, the bride is coming.
新娘来了。
The bride is coming.
如果新郎想一想的话，真应该吃醋的。
Theoretically, the bridegroom should be jealous.
怎么我出来没有人讲话？
Right, so when I come out, nobody mutters anything.
怎么新娘出来才有人讲话？
Right, so that when the bride comes out, then people start talking.
以后这个新娘子走过来。
And then the bridegroom starts, a bride starts walking up.
所有的人都站起来。
And everybody stands up.
不但站起来，这个眼睛都要随着她跑。
And the eyes are gazing after her.
这个新郎站这边没有人理他了。
And the bridegroom is standing there, nobody's paying attention to him.
他会不会说，哎，你们不要光看他，要看看我。
He doesn't say, oh, don't look at me, look, don't look at her, look at me.
没有。
He doesn't do that.
反而觉得你们多看他的新娘子，他越高兴。
It seems as if the more you look at the bride, the more happy he is.
如果大家不看新娘子，那一天的婚礼一定倒霉了。
If that day the people do not look at the bride, then that really would be a bad ceremony.
将来在勇士里面，什么能够彰显主耶稣的救恩的丰富呢？
And in that day, when Christ comes, what is the time, what is the occasion to manifest God's
glory? 就是这些蒙恩的罪人与他在勇士里面合二为一。
Is that the sinners who have been redeemed, who have been blessed, now are united with him.
为了把这件事情表明出来。
So that they can manifest this particular
aspect. 这个奥秘，这个永恒的奥秘表明出来。
So that this eternal mystery can be manifested.
所以神在创造的时候为亚当预备了一个配偶。
So when God's creation, in the first creation, God made a helpmeet for Adam.
这一件事情不是光光是一个今世的事情。
It's not only a thing of the present.
不错，一个丈夫妻子是人与人之间最亲密的关系。
Yes, a husband and a wife is the most intimate condition in human life.
但是在这件事情的后面有了属灵的启示，神要我们了解。
And yet there's also a spiritual lesson in this that we must understand.
就是让我们知道了将来永恒里面基督与教会那一个亲密的关系是怎么样一回事。
So that we can understand the intimate relationship between Christ and the church.
所以这里说这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
And so here it says that this is a great mystery, but I am talking about the relationship between Christ and the church.
所以你是看见圣经里面对于教会的真理那个分量是多么重。
And so we see how the Bible treats on the matter of the church in a very serious way.
我们来看保罗怎么教导基督徒。
Let's see how Paul teaches the Christians.
我们看圣经都知道圣经里头有几本书是特别论到教会。
We know that there are particularly several parts of the Bible that talk about the church.
讲到教会的真理最清楚的就是以弗所书。
The clearest part is in the book of Ephesians.
以弗所的信徒为什么保罗要跟他讲教会真理呢？
Why is it that Paul has to talk to the Ephesian Christians about the church?
我们来看他这些信徒是些怎么样的信徒呢？
Let's see what kind of Christians they were.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
And we see in chapter 1.
第一节
In verse 1,
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Paul and the apostle of Christ Jesus to the, by the will of God to the saints who are also faithful in Christ Jesus.
我们再看第十五节
Verse 15,
第一章第十五节
Chapter 1 verse 15.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒。
For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints.
以弗所的信徒不是一般的信徒。
The Ephesian Christians were not the average Christian.
第一节说是在基督耶稣里头有忠心的人。
First verse is that these are the faithful ones who are in Christ Jesus.
第十五节说他们对于主是有信心并且有顺服的人。
And the second part in verse 15 talks about them that they have faith and they are submissive.
并且这些人对于弟兄姊妹是有爱心的人。
And they also love the brethren.
你看，这不是一个模范的信徒吗？
These are, aren't these model Christians?
对于工作来说，忠心。
They are faithful in their work.
对于主的话语来说，是幸福。
They're faithful God's word.
对于人来说，是有爱心。
Towards others, they have love.
他们到底要追求什么呢？
And what are they seeking after?
保罗说，你们这些信徒要追求明白教会的真理。
And he tells them that you should seek after understanding the truth of the church.
所以就用这封书信把教会到底是怎样的来教导他们。
And so he uses this particular letter to talk to them about what is the truth about the church.
感谢主，我们今天在基督里头已经到一个地步。
Thank the Lord that we are at a certain stage.
大家开始要不以我们已有的机会而满足。
We're not satisfied with what conditions or what situation.
我们要追求这样子来建立教会。
We are seeking after how to build the church.
这个是神所欢喜的。
And this is what God loves.
那么到底什么是教会呢？
And indeed, what is the church?
我们来看以弗所书第一章第22节。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 and 23,
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
这一节圣经是非常宝贝的。
It's a very precious verse.
一章二十二、二十三，又将万有不在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这里有一个比方，
Here is an example.
就是讲到一个人的比方。
And this is using a human analogy.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is his body.
用一个最简单的话来说，这个比喻就讲到教会是一个生命的团体。
And so it's a simple description of the body.As the body of the church.
这一个身体是有生命的。
In this body, there is life.
教会呢，是要把这个生命见证出来的一个团体。
And it is an organization, it's a body, which, an organ which manifests this truth.
那这一个生命是怎样一个生命呢？
And what is this life that we describe?
那这里有两方面的说明。
And then the two aspects of this.
证明这个基督与基督徒是那生命的合一体。
And this is that Christ and the Christian are one unit.
我们都知道头跟身体的关系是很重要。
We know the important relationship between the head and the body.
是不可以分开的。
You can't separate them.
别的东西可以分开。
Other things can be separated.
这个头不能分开。
We can't separate the head.
啊，身体有头，它有生命。
And the body has to have a head to have life.
身体没有头了，就是尸体。
If a body doesn't have a head, then it's a corpse.
啊，就是没有死，没有生命。
That is, it has no life.
那这个教会的生命的重点在什么地方呢？
And the life of the church, the crucial point is,
就是这个教会一切的生命都是跟基督的联合所流露出来的。
And all this life is because of its connection with Christ and so that it can flow out.
你看见这个比喻是多么把基督与教会的关系说出来了。
And so this perfectly describes this relationship between Christ and the church.
这个关系是多么的亲密。
How intimate this relationship is.
身体的感觉跟头的感觉是不能分开的。
And the feeling of this body cannot be separated from the feeling of the head.
我们看见保罗在没有信主的时候，他不了解这一点。
When Paul was not a Christian, he did not understand this.
但是他信主之后他就很清楚了。
When he trusted the Lord, then he could understand this.
他永远不能忘记的。
And then he could not forget this.
我们来看这个使徒行传第九章。
So we turn to the book of Acts, chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Chapter 9.
讲到保罗悔改的经过。
So it talks about Paul's conversion.
他正在要去逼迫基督徒往大马士去的路上。
as he was to going to Damascus in order to persecute the Christians,
主耶稣忽然之间向他显现,
Christ appeared to him all of a sudden.
我们看第九章第三节,
in chapter 9 verse 3,
扫罗行路将到大马色, 忽然从天上发光, 四面照着他, 他就扑倒在地, 听见有声音对他说, 扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我? 他说, 主啊, 你是谁? 主说, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。 那么这一段话, 都, 啊, 记载得很清楚。
And here it talks about very clearly.
讲明, 保罗在悔改的时候, 从来没有看过主。
In Paul's conversion, he had never before seen Christ.
他根本, 也没有亲手加害在主耶稣的身上。
He had not personally persecuted Christ.
但是这里忽然之间, 在他要去逼迫基督徒的时候, 天上有一个声音来说, 你为什么逼迫我?
And yet, when he was about to persecute the Christians, then there was a voice from heaven who asked him, why are you persecuting me?
难怪得保罗说, 主啊, 你是谁? 我什么时候逼迫过你啊?
And so, of course, Paul said, who are you that I am persecuting you?
那我听别人讲过一个比方,
I've heard an example that other people have said.
有一个小孩子在马路上走路,
there's a little child who is walking on the street.
你不小心把他的脚踩了一下,
and by accident, you step on his foot.
你刚刚踩过,楼上面有一个人伸出窗子, 喂,你怎么踩我?
And suddenly, there's someone who pops his head out and says, why did you step on me?
一定吓一跳了。
Now, of course, you would be very surprised.
我怎么踩地上的小孩子,楼上的大人叫起来了?
How come I've stepped on this toe down here and someone up there makes a comment?
主耶稣的这个对于教会的感觉,你看就是如此。
And so Christ's feeling for the church is just like that.
保罗逼迫基督徒,
Paul was persecuting the Christians.
主说你是逼迫我。
Christ said that you are persecuting me.
这是为什么呢?
Why is it?
因为基督徒跟基督是
Because the Christ and Christians are united in one.
所以人对于基督徒怎么样, 就是对于主怎么样。
So that how men have treated the Christians, that is how they treat Christ.
这不是一个很简单的事。
This is not a very simple matter.
如果我们基督徒了解了这一点,
if we Christians can understand this
point, 我知道你我对于教会的态度是一个非常重要的事。
Then our attitude towards and knowledge of the church will be very important.
你以为我不爱教会不要紧吗?
You think that, well, that I don't love the church, it doesn't matter?
我只要爱主就行了。
As long as I love Christ,
没有这样的事。
There's no such thing.
基督与教会是合而为一的。
Christ and the church are united in one.
你不爱教会就是不爱主。
If you don't love the church, you don't love Christ.
你在那里批评教会就是批评主。
As you are maligning the church, then you are maligning Christ.
你不信主，主对于你这件事，他不会跟你 有什么很厉害的计较?
And
不信主的话,
if you do not believe in Christ, there's not this relationship.
但是你信主了,你必须要知道这是个很严肃的事情。
But after you become a Christian, then this becomes a very serious matter.
我们必须要把教会与主联合起来,这个观念深深地放在心中。
We must put this concept of this close relationship in Christ and the church into our hearts.
这样可以免去许多教会不必要有的困难和不好的见证。
And this can eliminate many of the bad testimonies and misunderstandings in the church.
你看见基督与教会是不分开的。
Christ and the church cannot be separated.
所以, 基督徒属灵的生命与基督永远是不能分开的。
So the Christian spiritual life cannot be separated from that of Christ.
我们要生命的长进。
In order to grow in our spiritual life,
每一个过程都是与基督连接在一起所产生的。
In every step we have to be connected with Christ in order to produce this.
那我们来看以弗所书第二章。
So let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第五节,
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5,
那第一节到第四节就是讲到我们过去与基督无关的光景,
In verse 1 to verse 4, it talks about our relation, our condition before we knew Christ.
那现在呢，基督把我们救过来了。
But now Christ has saved us.
那怎么个救法呢？
And how has he saved us?
那就是第五节开始。
And that's in verse 5.
啊，一直到第六节。
From verse 5 and 6.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
你看，在中文圣经里面三次讲到一同。
In the Chinese Bible, it talks about the three times it talks about together.
那与基督一同活过来。
Together we are raised up with him.
那与基督一同复活。
Together we are resurrected.
那这个复活含有这起来的意思。
And this also means to get up.
那第三呢，与基督一同坐在天上。
And then it says we are sitting with him together with him.
我们可以听见基督耶稣很多的道理。
We can hear a lot about the truths about Christ.
但是对我们的生命没有什么大的影响。
But they may not have much influence or impact on our lives.
直到有一天你知道基督那些道理跟你的关系呢，这就产生不同的影响。
And then one day we realize the relationship between Christ's truth and us.
我们都知道基督耶稣死在十字架上为世人的罪。
We all know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all the sins of man.
是很有道理的。
This is very logical or very reasonable.
这个道理对于你没有用。
And yet this truth has no impact on us.
到了有一天你忽然之间发现一件事。
But then one day all of a sudden one realizes.
原来基督耶稣死在十字架上是带着我的罪死在十字架上。
Then we realize that Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he brought all my sin on his shoulders.
他的死就是我的死。
His death is my death.
他受罪的刑罚就是我的罪受的刑罚。
He was punished for sin, then he was punished for my sin.
看见这个之后，也知道你释放了，你可以得救了。
As I see that, then I know that I am free, I am saved.
那么当你看见基督耶稣从死里活过来以后，
And when we see Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead,
他能够把那个复活的生命赐给你。
And he can give us that resurrected life for us.
他死为你死，他活也为你活。
When he died, he died for us, and when he rose for us.
用信心看见这个时候，你知道他没有困难的事，你就活了过来。
And in faith, we understand this, and we know that he has no difficulty with us, and we are raised up with him.
你看见基督耶稣胜过世界上一切的权柄。
We see that Jesus Christ has overcome all the powers of this
world. 没有什么人可以来抵挡他。
And there's nothing that can overcome him.
你在他的里面，你知道他一定也能够把你带到荣耀的地方。
We are with him, and so that we know that he will take us into eternity.
也能够站在那个得胜的地步来观察这世界上的事。
So that we can stand with him in victory and look at all these conditions.
而且看见这个基督与基督徒那属灵的经验是不能分开。
And so we know that Christ and the Christian, the spiritual experience cannot be separated.
因为这个缘故呢，你就看见整个教会的那一个追求的路线就是与基督永远的结合在一起。
So we know that the entire goal of the church would be to be with Christ eternally.
我们了解了这一点。
Do you understand that?
我们每一个人对于教会都有一个心，就是甘心乐意的追求侍奉。
So then we can willingly place ourselves to serve in the church.
我们在教会里面所有一切的劳苦。
We say that there are lots of toil and trouble in the church.
除非是我们为自己的。
And it's except that sometimes it's because we are doing it for ourselves.
除非是我们喜欢活动的。
Sometimes it's because we just love excitement.
要不然的话，所有这些都是坐在主的身上。
And all of this should be done for Christ.
所以你欢喜的时候，也甘心乐意的侍奉。
And so we can do this willingly and joyfully.
你侍奉的时候受苦。也甘心乐意的侍奉。
When we serve and we suffer, we do this also willingly and joyfully.
因为你是为基督的身体而受苦。
Because we're doing this, we're suffering for God's body, for Christ's body.
这就是保罗侍奉的秘诀所在。
And so this is the secret of Paul's service in Christ.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
啊，新约的哥罗西书
Colossians
第一章
Colossians chapter 1
第二十四节
chapter 1 verse 24
哥罗西书第一章二十四节
chapter 1 verse 24
现在我为你们受苦倒却欢乐为什么呢他说并且为基督的身体就是为教会要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠
Thank you.